Welcome to Leaving Egypt. I'm Randy Gladden with Lord and Gladden. Now, in our last podcast, we looked at where God had sent Moses to tell Pharaoh he's starting the process of moving his people forward. And so he'd sent Moses to say to Pharaoh, "Let my people go that they may come worship me." And we looked at the fact that really the journey God has us on, the priority here is he truly wants to have a new, deeper relationship with you and I. Now, as God is moving us from our past to the inheritance that he has for us, I want to go straight there. I don't want to go through the heartache, or as we may call them, the birth pains, but I want to get straight there. And as we looked at, Pharaoh doesn't respond by saying, "Hey, this is the Lord God Almighty, so okay, I'm not going to fight it." But rather, he comes up with, "Apparently you've got too much time on your hands, so you need more work." And the people are hugely discouraged. Now, God is not responding to Pharaoh. God is not responding to circumstances. God is not battling to get you to your future. But rather, God had told Moses exactly how this was going to happen, that he was going to harden Pharaoh's heart. And as I've said repeatedly, it's because he did not want anyone left behind. He wanted everyone to move forward into that destiny, that inheritance, the promised land that he had for them. And in this process, several things are going to happen. And what we're about to see, which God had foretold to Moses, we're going to see God perform amazing miracles. But the problem was, and Moses goes to the people and say, "Hey, here's what's coming," but they were too discouraged to hear it. And so what they saw, the circumstances around them through the plagues, seemed like not only was it not moving forward, but it's actually getting worse. You know, for you and I, when God is at work, there are times when it doesn't look like we're moving forward to that inheritance. We're not moving forward to the promised land, but rather it looks like everything is just getting worse. And the people were discouraged. But God's plan was still at work. And then there came a point where God said to Moses in Exodus chapter 8, he said, "From this point forward, I'm going to make a difference between my people and the rest of the world. I'm going to make a difference between my people and everyone else." Now, from that point forward, God's power was still at work. God was still doing the amazing. There was still a shaking happening, but it was happening around God's people and not impacting them. The challenge for you and I is when that happens, we can't look at the shaking and become fearful and discouraged because it's not happening to us. And I want to say to you today, that as God is moving you from your past to your inheritance, and as the circumstances appear to be getting worse, I want you to look for that point where all of a sudden you're still seeing the shaking, but you notice it's actually not happening to you. It is happening around you. That's God's power being displayed. But it's not impacting you anymore. And that's a point where we can't let fear rule, but where we make that decision, "Okay, God, your plan is still at work." Now remember, through this, God was going to make sure again that no one was left behind, and he's displaying his mighty power. And when you and I are going through these challenging circumstances, there's one little thing I want you to remember, and that is this. The primary purpose of everything that we're going through is that God would be glorified. And sometimes for you and I, it can be really uncomfortable. And this is the point where we need to remember two things. Number one, again, this is all about God being glorified. And number two, he's got a great plan for you. He is still moving you in the right direction. It feels like a setback. Don't be discouraged. Don't be like the people there. And it's hard, I get it. But be in that place where you're saying, "Okay, God, I don't understand," because we don't. But your plan is still at work. We have to choose to believe that God's plan is still at work. You know, in Romans chapter 4, verse 20, it talks about Abraham. And he says he did not waver in unbelief. Now, when we look at Genesis, it sure looks like he struggled with the promise of a son. And so when we look at that word, "did not waver," it's the Greek word diakrino. And what it means is to judge thoroughly. but it infers that you're quivering inside. So in other words, it's not that there's no fear involved, but in spite of the fear, you're choosing to believe. So as God is moving you and I forward, he's moving us from our past to that inheritance, and it's in process. When the circumstances seem worse, when it seems like a setback, choose to believe that God is taking you forward and look for that point where all of a sudden things are happening around you, but they're not impacting you anymore. That's God's plan progressing as he's moving us forward. This is Leaving Egypt. I'm Randy Gladden with Lord and Gladden. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with you soon.